The plane was sitting on the tarmac at the airport, but then it began to taxi towards the runway. Just before it got to the runway, it turned around and went back to the gate. And there at the gate, there was a delay. Finally, after an hour, it began to taxi again towards the runway, anticipating its flight. But one of the passengers on the plane asked the flight attendant, "What was the problem?" The flight attendant said, "Well, the pilot was bothered by engine noise, and it took us a while to get a new pilot." And so began the journey. The good news that we celebrate is that each and every day is the beginning of the journey. The good news that we celebrate that each and every day we start anew. We celebrate that God makes us new. We celebrate the covenant promises that God had made throughout the history of His people, how He renews the relationship with His people, renews His relationship with creation. And now we discover how He renews that relationship of the covenant made through Jesus. There are great insights as we read John's Gospel in the encounter between Nicodemus and Jesus. Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling religious body of Jerusalem at that time, he comes to Jesus in the night, we are told. Why? A couple of reasons you can speculate. One of them is that in the nighttime, Jesus was not as likely to be bothered or distracted by the crowds. Often the nighttime was a time where people would come together for some discussion, to be able to set aside time from the busyness of the day. But also the nighttimes when people went places when they didn't want to be seen. And perhaps Nicodemus was going in secret, so that others would not know of this encounter, of this meeting. And there Jesus begins to speak to Nicodemus, and talking about how then we are to be born anew, that we are to reborn, which in many ways causes Nicodemus some confusion. How can this be? How can I be born once again? But in reality, because of Nicodemus' religious background and understanding, he was able to, in a way, understand this idea of rebirth that Jesus was speaking of. When a person was entering the Jewish faith, it was said to be like becoming a newborn child, where all the old connections were broken and a new life began entering into the faith. And so Nicodemus had that background. He had that understanding. But yet he was confused that Jesus spoke in a new way of this life, of this rebirth that comes through God. A new birth that comes from the promises of God to all. A new understanding of the promise. A renewed emphasis on the power of God and how the power of God is active and alive in the lives of each and every individual. That power is experienced in each life by the gift of God's Spirit. And that Spirit gives power to do what we ourselves could never do, what we ourselves would never consider. It gives power to rescue and to be born again. And so the Spirit is at work. And though we may not understand it, it doesn't mean it's not present. And Jesus speaks of the Spirit being like the wind. We don't know from where it comes and where it goes, but yet it is active. The Spirit, the wind is present, just as the Spirit is present. And it takes us to and fro, perhaps places in which we would never go on our own. And Jesus now is a witness to this new birth and this new life that is revealed by God. Also, to the understanding of Nicodemus, Jesus draws a comparison to the history of Israel. And Jesus talks about He too will be lifted up. Just like during the Exodus, Moses lifted up the bronze serpent so that all who looked upon it would be healed and would be given an opportunity for life. And so Jesus too will be lifted up. Jesus will be lifted up, for God is as Jesus declared Him to be and will give new life. A promise of eternal life, of relationship with God. Because of the covenant promises that have been made throughout the ages, eternal life is not something distant and far away, but eternal life is here and now. Eternal life means being in relationship with an eternal God. A relationship that we experience now and is everlasting. The covenant history is one taken by God's initiative. And the foundation of all things is God's love. Time and time again, God has reached out in this covenant history and renewed His relationship with His people. He has reached out with love over and over and over again, being faithful to that covenant promise. And now through Jesus, is the declaration that God loves the world. A world in which there are no borders. That includes all people. It includes the unlovely. It includes the unlovable. It is an all-inclusive love. The love that Jesus speaks of to describe God's love is one that is benevolent, that is filled with goodness and kindness. It is a love that is universal and touches all corners of the world. It is a love that is sacrificial in which one gives up and sacrifices oneself. It is a love that is undeserved. It is a love that is merciful and compassionate. There was a much-loved elderly member of the congregation who many years earlier had experienced a sinful action that he deeply regretted. And even through years of forgiveness, he still then had no sense of God's forgiveness. There's a devout woman in the congregation who told the man one time that God would send her visions, that she often spoke with Jesus Himself. The man was a little bit skeptical about this revelation that the woman shared with him. And so he said to her, "Well, the next time you speak to Jesus, ask Him about my sinful acts many, many years ago." A week or so later, the man sees the woman once again. And he asks her, "Did Jesus visit you?" And she says, "Yes." "Did you ask Him of my sin?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "What did He say?" She responded, "He said, 'I don't remember.'" For love is merciful and compassionate. Love that wipes away our sinfulness. It is a love that is saving and rescues us because we cannot rescue ourselves. It is a love that is strengthening and a love that is chastising because it calls for discipline and it calls for obedience. It is a love that is inseparable and outlasts all changes that we may experience. And it is a love that is rewarding because with it comes the promise of life. With it comes the promise of relationship of which God is forever faithful. This is God's love. And we are to share that same love as is seen in Jesus. Many people are confronted by Jesus, and as he says, they hide from the light. They avoid the beauty of that love. But we are called to be an expression of that love, a love that has no borders and includes those who are indeed unlovable. And we may be victims of other people's bitterness and ignorance, smallness, and their insecurities. But yet we continue to love. We continue to be an expression of how God loves us. And in those times where we are confronted, we realize that it could be worse because we could be like them.